Hello.
How can I help you this morning?
I'm calling up about your Be For Banter posters that have been appearing all over Birmingham. And I'm not particularly happy with them, to be honest. The one for Digbeth in particular makes me really angry, stating it's a nice place for a coach station.
Ah, right. So just let me explain, because some people might not have seen these. The one in Digbeth, these are like our marketing things. Our big, massive posters that were stuck everywhere. The one in Digbeth, nice place for a coach station.
Yeah, and then there's a picture of the bus and the destination on the bus, and I think this is where you might be getting angry about. It says to somewhere nicer.
Yes, and there's nowhere nicer than Digbeth, really, which is why I'm quite angry.
Nikki, are you a resident of Digbeth?
Yeah, I've lived here for about 3 years now, and it's a great place to live. There's so much about it, which is what makes me angry, as opposed to seems to be saying Digbeth hasn't got that much to it. And it's wrong. It's got so many great features. It's a creative quarter, and it's got a lot of galleries and creative spaces. Custard factories here. Irish Quarter.
It's got the coach station.
And it's got the coach station, which is great. But it's got so much more to it than that.
Look,
it's got a great collection of independent pubs.
Yeah, well, do you know what, Nikki? My favourite boozer in Birmingham is in Digbeth. It's the oldest pub in Birmingham.
Oh, the Old Crown.
I love it in there. We go in there all the time.
It's fantastic. That's the best carvery known to man.
But Nikki, I think you're taking this too seriously, though. Like, we're really not knocking Digbeth. It's just a joke.
I know it's just a joke, but I think Brummies want to celebrate where they live rather than make them the butt of jokes that aren't that funny, to be honest.
Yeah, but we've had other people who get the joke, and they're like, you get the town. You know, so, like, you listen to the other radio stations. They're not doing stuff like this.
You have had people who get the joke, but you've also had people who are as angry as I am.
You're not that angry. you're not that angry, surely.
I'm not that angry, but I think it's misjudged.
Nikki, if we send you a BR&B car sticker, would that cheer things up?
I don't drive.
Oh!
Because I live in Digbeth.
You've got the coach station!
5 minute walk to the station, yeah.
Have we lost a BR&B listener then in you?
I wasn't a BR&B listener anyway, to be brutally honest.
Oh, so it's worked then? So you phoned us up on the back of the poster. See, it's actually worked. You've fallen for our trap.
Is it a trap?
Well, it got an evil ruse.
It
got us noticed. Look, what can we do to convert you, to make you a BR&B listener? What can we do?
Well, I wanted to show you Digbeth in all its glory, so your banter about it is positive and passionate as I am about the area, rather than doing it down, really. So,
well, I'm well up for a pub crawl and then the carvery.
Yeah, too right. So I just wanted to give you a guided tour and show you all of the brilliance that Digbeth has to offer.
Like the Irish Quarter, I love it there.
Yeah.
So you want to take us on a guided tour of Digbeth?
And have you talk about how fantastic you found Digbeth to be when you came around on the radio?
Well, like I said, we're not knocking it that much on the radio, I'll be honest with you. But you up for going down there, Foxy?
I'm well up for it, yeah.
All right, what we'll do, we'll find some time, OK? And
we'll talk
off air, and we'll find some time, and we'll come down and you can give us a guided tour of Digbeth and the coach station.
Brilliant. OK, then.
Right, Nikki, make sure you bring your purse.
I will do.
I'm a big drinker.
The drink's not on you, surely.
Well, Giuliano might pay. He's quite kind like that.
Oh, good. Okay, then.
All right, my love.
All right. Thank you very much.
No, cheers. Thank you for calling. Goodbye.
Bye.